Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. And the main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, has got thousands, folks. All these live radio segments I do have been doing for 19 years now. Those are all podcasts on my website. So we produce 2,600 podcasts a year. So check those out, and don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. By the way, you can download this podcast. I give them to you. You can have them if you want them. I don't know what else I can do to help you. Subscribe to my newsletter. You'll see who's coming up on the show the week before, on a Sunday before they actually are here on during the week. You'll get my article before anybody else does. The new one every week. You'll there's a book review there. There's a whole bunch of stuff there in the newsletter. It's an email newsletter. It comes on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Please subscribe to that. You'll like it. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe. No harm, no foul. So please check that out. And the book, ageofthecustomer.com, folks, that book is still selling. Amazon is still ordering it. People are still finding it relevant. We just had a company order 100 yesterday for their customers. So please check it out. It's helping people. I know it's my book, and I know that I'm you know, you're not supposed to brag on your children, right? But I'm proud of that book, and it helps you. It will help you. It'll help you explain some of the things we talk about on the show a little bit better. And so go there and check it out. And if you're not sure, the website has all kinds of things on it to read about, to see if it's something that you're interested in. And the main website, there's actually a section called The Age of the Customer on the main website where you can go and read a bunch of stuff that's in the book for free. I don't know what else I can do. My purpose in life, my professional purpose in life, is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful and with as little expense as possible, but not with as little effort as possible. You got to put in the effort, my friends. You got to put in the effort. I'm going to lead you to the water, but you got to drink it. I can't do that for you. I'm not going to do that for you. And as you know, I'm Dr. Tough Love. I'm the king of tough love. I'm not going to baby. I'm not going to coddle you. You got to want this. If you don't want it, then I don't want it for you. Because this ain't easy. Being a small business owner ain't easy. It's the hardest job in the world. Being a small business owner. And as I always say, other than being a single parent, God bless the single parents. I don't know how they do it. But other than after a single parent, the hardest job in the world is being a small business owner. It's harder than the president of Exxon, the CEO of Exxon's job, or Xerox, or whoever. It's in my opinion, it's harder than the president of the United States. They got help. They got lots of help, folks. You don't have a lot of help. I know that. So that's the reason why I do what I do. I want to help you because I really believe, folks, that what's good for small business is good for the world. I truly believe deep in my heart that if I help a small business to be successful, then you're going to fill that small business is going to fill that one little niche, that one little place, and that's going to be an important cog, important lever. That will build something else. That will create something else. And I believe around the world, small businesses, Main Street, is what's holding the world together. Not the politicians. Not even corporate America. I don't think that's what's holding the world together. I think it's Main Street. We're the fabric. We're the foundation, fabric, of the world. And they're all around the world. People just like you are all around the world. I meet them when I travel. And when I talk to them, they talk just like you. wherever I go. I don't care who you are. I know some of you are listening from Sweden. You're listening from China, from Bangladesh. I hear from you, from Italy, from Germany, and of course, America, North America. Whoever you are, wherever you are, there are people just like you around the world who are thinking the same way you are. The things that you want to accomplish, the things that you're worried about. Oh, yeah, sure, your government is a little different from my government. Maybe a little better, maybe a little worse. Yeah, those things are different, but otherwise not much. We're still trying to capitalize our business. We're all undercapitalized. We're still trying to find favor with customers, and they're so elusive, more elusive now than ever before. They got new expectations. This is tough. This is hard work. So if you don't want this, my friends, then I don't want it for you, and I'm not going to baby you about it. It's tough. If you're thinking about being a small business owner and you're not willing to gut it out, you're not willing to work harder than you've ever worked in your life, you're not willing to understand and live the concept of deferred gratification, I'll do without now so I can have something later. If you're not prepared to do that, don't start your business. Clock in today. Clock in tomorrow. Don't start a business. You're just wasting everybody's time and all of your money. It's a tough job being a small business owner. But you know what? I've had all the others. I've had all the others. From hamburger flipper to executive. And this is the best. If you love it, it's the best. And one more thing. Don't do it if you can't believe in yourself. Because if you can't believe in yourself, you won't make it. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back. Is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.